not professing to know that or saying, but it came to me this morning that we're not voting on or making the recommendation. It has nothing to do with two men or two. It is what those two companies can bring to the county. Can one of them give us something that we've been told by other counties that has proven to be better for them? Should we try to do that for the people of Taney County and see what is best for Taney County?
When you say those things, what would those be? I'm just asking.
You have, like, I believe it was the auditor that said this, you have an agent. Like when I've had an agent going out for a bond, you have an agent. There's companies that they deal with that they can bring to you and give you what they can offer, what they can give you. So if what can you bring to the table to show an agent, the way I understand his responsibility is to go out and get the companies and show us what that company can give us, what they can bring us. They should be making us aware of everything that that company has to us, because if not, we would go straight to the company and we would ask ourselves. So have we had that? Have we had it?
With this particularly, and both you guys are newer. I mean, believe it or not, I am the senior commissioner up here as far as long time serving. The things you have to look at is what different, and now we're getting on insurance companies and not the actual agencies.
Yeah, we need to stay with the agent.
But you took it over to that. So, but here's the problem with what you have to be careful of. The commission has never directed them to look at anybody else, mainly for the reason that I had the experience of and knowledge of other, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, both of you. There are some insurance companies that will come in cheaper, but they don't provide the same things. So something that I know is very important to Sheriff Russell is because we've been burned in the past. If you don't have legal representation included in that insurance policy, then all of a sudden you have a case, all of a sudden you save $40,000, but it cost you $150,000 because you didn't have the legal aspect of it covered as well. Is that an accurate statement as far as what some of these different, not the agencies, but the companies? So I don't know if that's a fair, again, am I wrong there with?
No, they're different companies have different prices, and usually it's involved with different coverages.
Okay. So that's a fair statement. I just want to make sure I'm not.
Our job is to bring you what's in the marketplace, whether you guys are asking for it or not. As the broker, if there's other options available, you should be provided.
Okay. I think what it all boils down to is again, we have two great companies, two great individuals that lead the companies, two great families. Both are extremely involved in the community, and both of them will do a great job. Just to be perfectly honest with both of you, the only thing I'm leaning towards is what, whenever you talk about we want to make sure that our employees are important to us, our employees are this, our employees are that. We've had all the employees but one say they want to stick with where they're at. That's the only reason I am hesitant on, because I know they're both capable of doing the job and both will exceed at doing the job. There's no doubt in my mind that Mr. Connell won't go above and beyond doing the job as far as representing Taney County. And I know that Hollis Akers and Arnie has already done that. Again, there's no problems there. I just want to respect the ones that deal with it on a daily, weekly basis, because I don't. I don't know that you two do. But the ones that we've entrusted to do those jobs for us are stating, and then the ones that we were told, hey, this is who's going to need the training, this is who's going to, they're both stating, this is who we want to stay with, or we don't see a reason for changing. That's the only reason.
And once again, we're talking companies there, not agents.
No, you are talking agents. But both of them stated they wanted to stay with where they're at. Sheriff Russell shaking his head yes. Devin Huff is shaking his head yes. Again, that's the only thing. But no matter what we do, we are going to be represented properly and without any question on their abilities. Again, I just want to respect the ones that deal with it on a daily, weekly basis. And that doesn't mean that they won't change. You know, if we do decide to change, I'm sure Mr. Connell and the relationship with Sheriff Russell and Don Mueller and Devin Huff, I'm sure it'll be great as well. Again, so I'm not doubting. Please don't take that as anything other than, you would respect what your employees want. I'm trying to respect what my employees want.
I will tell you, the more senior service, being longer than you, there was a time when you changed from insurance. You changed insurance from Mohern, and the one that dealt with that most was in my office at the time. I was really afraid of what might happen. And Dixie was really afraid of the same thing. And the commissioner at that time did make a choice to change. So I think you still have the responsibility to try to do it.
But now you're talking about carriers and not agencies. You're talking about carriers, not agencies.
No, that was agencies also. Because they moved to me.
Okay.
You are the senior commissioner. You're into your, I believe, second term.
Well, when I say that,
I know. That's all right.
I remember Harry in lawsuits. I remember Casey Rowe, a couple of the same lawsuits. I remember different lawsuits where it's been a good thing that we have had the insurance coverage that we've had. I remember loss of, there's just certain things I remember. There's things that you guys remember that I don't know about because you've been in the collector's office for years. I understand that.
I've been around the county for 20 years.
I understand.
And I have seen a few changes, and I've dealt with, but we're not talking agents. I mean, we're not talking insurance companies. We're talking agents. I have been given information regard to them that didn't turn out correct. But that's not the issue here. Quite honestly, what's happening now is I feel like a lot of pressure has been put on something that I don't think should have been, but that's just what we deal with. I'll just have to say that and bearing in mind that right now, due to a lot of things that I've seen, I'm going to make the motion that we do the property and liability to go with Connell Insurance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I said aye.
Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you.
Or all three.
Thank you again. Sorry, I have a sick kid to go get.
Coon Creek Road Change Order number 118-085RB.
Is this one where they couldn't get to solid ground because of the mud vein?
Well, the elevation that they had to get to, once they got to that elevation, they hit a mud seam. Therefore, we cannot pour concrete and do our rebar in a mud seam. We have to go down further, which is going to require more concrete and rebar.
Devin, this is just a question. I was going to call Spencer on this. I just didn't get time. Is it common that when I bid a job as a, building a bridge. I mean, I know in bidding a job out on a, like a bid, say, on a school project or something, when I bid, my bid is my bid. If I come into some unforeseen and getting the product, it's just part of it. But in building the bridge, is it different? I didn't...
On that, we did multiple core samples, or they did. They had a company come in and drill down to see what the depth was going to be for the type of rock we needed. That was...
Probably PPI or...
PPI, I believe, that did it.
It's a company to find out. There are other engineers that do those types of things.
So then all of the bidders had that, so someone else...
Right,
did
but he
samples.
Just periodically went here and there to mm-hmm. do a drill sample.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get exactly right there where they're doing the footing at, and they happened to hit a mud seam, and you can't do it on that. You've got to go deeper and get to the type of rock that you need, or else you're going to have a failure later on down the road.
So if I'm understanding, a company did the drilling that maybe we had before we went out for bid and everything, and then everyone that was going to bid the bridge was given that information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so they had to go on that information. Okay. Thank you. I wasn't sure how that worked.
It's like $2,500 or something.
Yeah.
$25. Move to approve Coon Creek Road Change Order Number 1, file number 18-085RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll recess till 10 o'clock. We're scheduled for executive session upstairs in the conference room.